Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.
You're very welcome along to our final Friday football betting show of the season. It is Champions League final weekend. For the first time in 11 years, we've got an old Premier League final coming up in Madrid tomorrow as well, where Liverpool will take on Tottenham Hotspur. Spurs playing in the Champions League final for the very first time, while Liverpool can extend their record as the most successful English team in the competition, with the potential to lift the big ear jug for the sixth time. I'm joined today on the show. We're streaming across YouTube, Facebook and Twitter by Stephen Doyle from offtheball.com.
Hey, Will.
Looking forward to, I think, what's going to be a very entertaining final.
Absolutely cannot. I'm a little bit, a little bit sleepy after staying up for the NBA playoffs last night. But we'll get through this. We should be okay. Did all my research. We're ready to go.
Good man. Hopefully you've got a few tips for the punters as well. Remember, if you are having a bet this weekend or if you've any issues around gambling, check out dunlewy.net. We're also joined on the line via Skype by Leon Blanche, who's in Madrid. How are things, Leon?
Doing well, Will. How are you? I'm sure the weather here is a lot sunnier and a lot warmer than it is back in Dublin.
Yeah, I saw some of the videos. I saw Jason McAteer putting up some pictures in the fan centre and so on. It looks like it's a nice weekend in Madrid already. A lot of fans have had to make a long trip there, maybe not going directly from Ireland to make their way there. What's the atmosphere like a day out from the final then?
Look, it's fantastic, Will. I think obviously when the Liverpool fans go on tour, they're singing, they're dancing, they're partying. There is a very, very good atmosphere, to be fair. And even the Tottenham Hotspur fans that are around, they're also enjoying themselves. A lot of lads are mixing, a lot of lads are mingling, which is what you want to see ahead of, obviously, tomorrow night's huge, huge Champions League final.
Leon, before we have a look at some of the offers that are available on offtheball.com/Boyle Sports, what is your feeling ahead of tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm confident, but I'm also a little bit nervous. I just remember the game when Tottenham came to Anfield and Pochettino started off with a 3-5-2 in the first half, and Liverpool totally dominated that first half. They led 1-0 at half time, and Pochettino, to his credit, he changed the formation. He went with a 4-4-2 in the second half. There was probably a pivotal moment in that second half when Liverpool on the counter-attack broke. Salah didn't pass to Mane when he should have. That could have been 2-0. But after that moment, Tottenham Hotspur totally dominated Liverpool at Anfield. And there's not many teams that do that. They got it back to 1-1 with a sublime Harry Kane pass over to Trippier on the right. Trippier put it in and the ball was tapped in. And then I think Liverpool got a very fortuitous winner very late on when the keeper made an absolute hames of a simple header from Mo Salah. So I'm a little bit nervous, but the form of Liverpool at the moment in terms of how they finished the Premier League, I think they won their last 13 or 14 matches. So they'll be coming into this final, I think, confident. Of course, they got beaten 12 months ago in the Champions League final. I think this is a much different Liverpool side. They're much more ruthless in how they go about beating teams. But on their day, I think Tottenham Hotspur can put it up to anybody in a one-off game. And you must remember, this is Jurgen Klopp's fourth final for Liverpool. He hasn't won yet, but hopefully that will change tomorrow night.
Leon, Stephen here.
Yes, Stevo.
The big question is, have you got a ticket?
I do. I do, yes.
What's the scramble for tickets like over there? They changing hands for big money?
Yeah, it's crazy, Stevo. I mean, they're talking about figures like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 euro for... Even, you know, I mean, like a face value ticket, I think the most expensive ticket is 600 if it's a category one. And I think the cheapest ticket is around about 150 euro. So, I mean, look, it's crazy money.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all know the ticket situation. I think both clubs only got 16,000 each, which is wrong. You know, you should be giving more tickets to both clubs. I think the capacity is what, just under 69,000. So for both clubs to get less than half the allocation, I think something needs to be looked at there, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely.
Steve-O, we've got a few interesting things coming into this game as well. One obviously being the injury situation for two different strikers. Roberto Firmino, who has been carrying this injury, which he aggravated against Barcelona, and they've kind of kept him in cotton wool. And Harry Kane hasn't played since they played Man City in the first leg at the Tottenham Stadium. Both players are kind of expected to start. In terms of Harry Kane, first of all, we see him on screen there in tremendous pain when he went over that night.
Yeah.
He's had a succession of injuries as well. But all indications seem to be that Harry Kane is going to start.
It's his ankle, Will, and it's constantly his ankle. I was just looking through the records last night. Harry Kane injured his ankle September 2016. He was out till November. Again, March 2017, he was out till April. March 2018, again out till April. That was leading into the World Cup. And of course, that injury in the World Cup, I think, hampered him in the World Cup, because although he got the golden boot with the six goals, one of those, a tap-in and a header against Tunisia, he got two penalties and a deflected shot against Panama, and then a penalty against Colombia.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the hottest golden boot.
He had a bad World Cup. He was poor. And he was poor because he went in on a bad ankle. And I think I was very disappointed with the way he behaved on Monday. Spurs had their media day, and a couple of the players spoke to the media. Pochettino spoke to the media. And I got the impression Kane maybe spoke to the media first, and he declared himself fit. He's no right to be doing that. You know, that's the manager's job. The manager will declare you fit before a game. Can you imagine Alex Ferguson, or even Jurgen Klopp, can you imagine a player stepping out of line like that and declaring himself fit before a big game? He wouldn't be happy, and it wouldn't be allowed to happen.
Was Pochettino strong enough then maybe to make a decision? If Pochettino says, hey, I don't think you're 100% fit here.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Pochettino then, a couple of hours, I'm not sure what the time span was between the two men speaking, but Pochettino then said he wasn't 100%. He said, look, I don't know if he's going to start. I don't know if he's going to be on the bench. I don't know if he can play. You know, he was trying to keep... And see, this is the thing with a big final. The crucial thing is you have to keep your opposition guessing. You know, you have to keep them guessing. It's just a simple rule of sports management. And for Kane to come out like that, I thought it showed disrespect for his teammates. I think he showed disrespect for his manager. I think Pochettino...
Well, that element surprised interesting as well, because if Liverpool have doubts about whether Harry Kane is going to start, you might have to prepare for the battering ram that is... Llorente, might well have to prepare for Lucas Moura playing through the middle, or maybe Son moving into the centre as opposed to coming from the left.
Well, here's the other thing,
Chris, tactical.
I think it shows, especially for Lucas Moura, because Lucas Moura definitely has, on form, given himself a chance to be selected in the first 11. He's definitely, you know, I hate the cliche, but he's put his hand up there. He deserves, if he gets a start, he's earned it. Now, I know people will say Harry Kane's the England captain. You know, he's got a record there for Spurs scoring goals. That's perfectly fine. That's great. And fair enough if he's going to be selected. But I just think it shows a lack of discipline within that Spurs squad for players to be coming out like that and speaking, you know, out of turn. And I think Lucas Moura, if I was Lucas Moura now, I'd be really annoyed about that as well. I'd be really pissed off, to be honest with you. And I think Poch is soft. I think Poch will start Kane, because I think Poch will be worried about what the media will say. I think he'll be worried how Kane will be around the dressing room. But I think if he does start Kane, then that's going to leave Lucas Moura feeling a little bit put out. So I just think, I think this is all going to contribute towards what I think will be a Liverpool win in the end. But that's how I feel about Kane and Spurs. I'm not sure what Leon thinks on that end of things.
What do you reckon, Leon?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Steve-O was right. I mean, I don't think any player has the right to just declare themselves fit on a Monday ahead of a Champions League final. And I think Steve-O has hit the nail on the head as well. The English media, he's England's captain. They all want to see him start. They all want to see him play. And I think the pressure will definitely get Harry Kane a start. And I think that will suit Liverpool, because if you look at Kane, he's a prolific striker. Nobody is even going to question that. But in terms of how Spurs play when he doesn't play, they're much more fluid. They're much more quick on the break. And the likes of Son and the likes of Moura, they can hit you on the counter-attack a lot better than Harry Kane can. And Harry Kane has been dropping deep for England. He's also been dropping deep for Spurs. And I think Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp will be hoping that Kane starts, because it makes it easier. Probably will be Matip alongside Van Dijk. He's an easier player to mark than Son or Moura, because Son or Moura can find the space between the lines, whereas Harry Kane is a little bit more static. So it's a big call, but I do agree with Steve-O. I'm convinced Harry Kane will start for Spurs tomorrow night, and I do feel that helps Liverpool's chances.
Leon, in terms of Liverpool then, Firmino might be ready to go. He's not going to be overly match sharp because he's played very little over the last month. We saw two solutions offered by Jurgen Klopp across the semi-finals. Wijnaldum playing in the very kind of strange false nine role at the Nou Camp, which didn't seem to work. And then Origi obviously was extremely important in the semi-final comeback in the second leg at Anfield. If I was to assume that Firmino is not 100% fit to start tomorrow night, do you put Origi in?
I think so. And I think Origi, in fairness to him, he hasn't let Jurgen Klopp down when he's been called upon this season. He's come up with some seriously important goals in both Champions League and Premier League. And it's interesting, Will, Origi is a sharper price to score first at 11-2 than Firmino, who's 13-2. Now, I'm not saying we have it right, but I think Firmino, I was surprised he even came on against Barcelona in the Nou Camp. Everyone knew that he was carrying that little knock. But the only thing is, his injury is not as serious, I don't feel, as Harry Kane's. And that kind of break, he hasn't played football now in almost a month. And they all say about Firmino, he's a quick healer. Klopp is a huge fan, obviously, of him. But it'll be interesting to see. But I think it's a straight choice between Origi or Firmino. I don't see Shaqiri getting a start as one of the front three, although he played very well as well at Anfield in that second leg. And I think Wijnaldum is probably up against James Milner to try and slot into one of those three midfield positions, because I definitely feel Fabinho will be the holding midfielder. And I think Jordan Henderson's form in the last kind of 7 or 8 games, I mean, I was lucky enough to be at the second leg at Anfield, and the two standout performers for me were Henderson and Fabinho. They were absolutely sensational, closing down Barcelona, getting the ball back quick for Liverpool to put them on the front foot. So I think Wijnaldum, even though he came on at half-time and scored 2 goals, I actually think he will start. I think it'll be Wijnaldum, Henderson and Fabinho as the midfield three for Liverpool tomorrow night.
Well, it's interesting, our enhanced offers for off-the-ball listeners, a lot of them are probably going to be based around selection calls. These are inside a 90-minute market in terms of the goal scorers. But, Leon, in terms of the Liverpool goals, I see, first of all, Mo Salah to score inside the first 15 minutes. So if someone is reckoning there's going to be an early goal, it was available at 14-1, but it is available for listeners at 18-1.
It's now 18-1, yes, Will, for offtheball.com/Boyle Sports. And I think Mo Salah has had another tremendous season. Yes, he didn't hit the heights of the first season he had in the Premier League with Liverpool, or in fact the Champions League. And I think Salah, having gone off so early last year when he was taken down by Ramos, I think it's a huge game for him. And I think if Liverpool are to win this game, I definitely feel that they have to score first, because I think if they do, it will open up the game a bit more. Whereas if Tottenham score first, I think they will definitely close ranks. So Salah to score inside 15 minutes was 14-1, now 18-1.
Steve-O, Salah's always going to shoot anyway, but I was reading his quotes on Thursday where he was saying he's desperate for a goal in the Champions League final, felt that last year's final was robbed from him in many ways by the injury he picked up after his confrontation with Sergio Ramos. If Liverpool are going to score early, Salah's going to be shooting on goal, isn't he?
Get over it. Will he ever get over that? Come on. It was shady, Mac. But, like, yeah, listen, I do think Firmino will be fit to start. I think what Leon said there was right. I don't think the injury is as serious as Harry Kane's. I think he will start. I kind of fancy Firmino. He scored in the last game against Spurs. I think he's 2-1 any time. I might have a little nibble on that one. Like, who is Salah going to be coming up against? Do you know what I mean? Like, and like, you look at that. I was just looking at the teams from the last game there. He was up against Danny Rose and Alderweireld. They obviously went 3 at the back there with Trippier and Rose. Yeah. I think Liverpool need to, it's the other side Liverpool need to target, the side with Trippier. I think Trippier is a bad defender. He's great going forward.
Robertson against Trippier. You'd imagine Robertson's going to have a field then.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Trippier has just had a poor season. For a player who's I don't think is great anyway in the first place, it's not good. I think Danny Rose and Alderweireld, between the two of them, if they are going to defend that side with Salah, could do a good job on him. But I think it's the side where Trippier's on. And as you say, Andy Robertson coming down that left flank, like, he's going to cause all sorts of trouble. Sadio Mane as well. He's had an absolutely brilliant season. It's been incredible. I think the interesting thing as well is the weather. It's going to be 35 degrees, apparently, in Madrid on Saturday. Now, it'll be a bit cooler by kickoff time.
You reckon energy-sapping kind of day?
Yeah, I think it's going to be... Look, I think Liverpool are going to come out of the traps fast. I think they're going to try and hit them fast, exactly what they did with Barcelona at Anfield. I think Spurs... The interesting thing was Liverpool went on a training camp down in Marbella. Now, I was looking at the weather in Marbella. It's been in around the mid-20s. It hasn't been as hot as it might be in Madrid, although it could be similar temperature. Like, Tottenham spent, you know, the last week or so in London. They only went to Madrid on Wednesday. I think Klopp has been better with regards to preparing his team. I think it's an important thing to kind of take on board. You know, they're going to be used to that hot temperature. I think he's kept those players. Like, this is the other thing as well. It's been such a long break.
It's between an unusually long break this year, yeah.
Now, look, it's like if you, you know, if you've been out doing any kind of strenuous exercise and you take a break for about 20 or 30 minutes and you try and go again, it's a really hard thing to do. You know, that's a kind of a, I kind of give it a really small example here. Yeah. Of what, but like these players now, they've had such a long season. They've been given everything they have, and especially Liverpool in that title race. And then, you know, at the end of the season, you've got this big long break before the biggest game of the season.
Even just trying to keep your sharpness up is
difficult. It's the thing, yeah. Your muscles start seizing up and all this kind of thing. Now, I'm sure Spurs have been obviously doing stuff, you know, but I think it's just been interesting the way Liverpool went to that hot training camp down in Marbella. And I think that might prepare them a little bit better for what's going to come on Saturday night. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. They're going to need to keep taking water on board, that kind of thing. So I just think Liverpool might just try and get out and hit Tottenham hard and fast in that first half and try and get a lead. I do think there will be a goal in that first half. And I'll come on to my bet later on, but I just think that will feed into what my bet will be at the end of the show.
We can hear the birds in Madrid in the background, so we'll see if there's an early goal. Another opportunity in terms of the Liverpool scoring market on offtheball.com/Boyle Sports is Virgil van Dijk to score with a header, Leon. It was originally available 10-1. This has been pushed out to 12-1. He's scored some important goals for Liverpool this year. He's obviously a threat on corners as well. If you don't fancy that front three, that's another option.
Yeah, look, it is another option, Will. He scored against Bayern Munich in the quarterfinals, or was it? Yeah, the quarterfinals, or even the last 16. But I think he is key, not just in terms of a corner kicks. He's hugely important, but I think just the way he organises things, Will, and it's when you go and watch them live and you just watch how players perform on a pitch. Van Dijk is constantly talking. He's constantly telling players where to go, where to be, where they should be. And if they're not...
if they're not there, that's a problem, Steve. Well, Steve, your take on whether Van Dijk can be a threat with headers? I mean, if you're going for the header marker, you're looking at frees, you're looking at corners. Trent Alexander-Arnold obviously has tremendous delivery, and they're not bad at putting corners in Liverpool either, as we saw in the semi-final.
But in fairness, Spurs are pretty good at defending that kind of stuff with Alderweireld, Vertonghen. Like, they've got big guys in there, you know. I don't know. I wouldn't be, like, listen, you wouldn't write Van Dijk, write him off getting in there for a header at the end of a set piece. But I just think Spurs, definitely that's one area where they can compete with Liverpool. They can be physical. They can match them physically all around the pitch, all around the park. I'm not too... I think if there's going to be a Liverpool goal, I'm not too sure if that's where it's going to come from. I think it'll be more so from they're attacking now from midfield and from the front three and from the two lads at fullback.
Maybe from across, not necessarily from a set piece.
Yeah, though. Absolutely. Yeah,
Leon, we were talking about the selection calls that Spurs have to make. The next market for us is probably massively determined on who starts. But Lucas Moura, their semi-final hero from the Johan Cruyff Stadium when they beat Ajax in the comeback, for him to score and for Tottenham to win was available at 13-2, and you've pushed it out to 8-1.
Now out to 8-1, yes. And look, I mean, we heard what Steve-O said earlier. I think Lucas Moura deserves to start. I mean, his performances when he's been called upon, he's been quite exceptional for Spurs. But he'll probably be the one to miss out, because if Kane starts, it comes down as a straight choice between Moura and Son. And I think Pochettino might just go with Son. But it's very harsh on Lucas Moura. But if he does start, Tottenham fans will be looking at him as one of their main goal threats. And of course, look, you can wait before you avail of these offers to see what the team selection is. And we'll get it probably an hour before kickoff. But Moura, for me, I hope he doesn't start, because I think the way he plays, as I said a little bit earlier, between the lines of the midfield and the back four, he drops into pockets of space where he's very, very hard to pick up. And the one thing about him as well that I didn't really feel that he had it in his game, he's a very cool finisher. You look at those goals against Ajax, not once did he rush his finish, even though players were around him in the box. He was very calm. He was very collected, and of course, he was the hero that night. So 8-1 from 13-2, Moura to score and a Spurs victory.
What do you reckon, Steve? A health warning, obviously, on the team selection before the game. But if Lucas Moura is picked to play in that Spurs attack?
Yeah, they have played together before. As Leon said, it looks like it'll be a straight swap or a straight choice between Son and Harry Kane, or sorry, Son and Lucas Moura. But I do think what Leon says, it's a crucial point that he's actually one of those players that could trouble Liverpool. You know, he does get between the lines. I think Liverpool, it's the midfield three that you got to watch. That's where they kind of won the battle with Barcelona. But if Lucas Moura can kind of get behind that midfield three and ahead of the defence, he definitely can cause problems for them. Yeah, absolutely.
Leon, maybe the next one is, as Steve said, it could be an energy-sapping kind of night. It could be maybe a war of attrition for parts of this game as well. The game to be decided on a penalty shootout. That would recall maybe the last English final as well, 2008 at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow, when Manchester United won after John Terry slipped. If that's to happen, a penalty shootout, doesn't matter the winner, but just the match to be decided on penalties, was 9-2, available out now to 11-2 on offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
Yeah, look, Will, as you said, the last time two English sides met in the final, it went to a penalty shootout. It could be a very, very tight game. And Steve was right. The weather is so warm here at the minute. And even, I think they're even talking about, I know it'll be 9 o'clock Madrid time when it comes to kickoff, but I still think they're talking about very high 20s, maybe even 30 degrees. So it will be quite energy sapping. And I think definitely Klopp has got his preparations better going to Marbella. But it will be 11-2 from 9-2. And I just feel, Will, if it goes to a penalty shootout, I would definitely be favouring Liverpool just because of their history in penalty shootouts. I just think they have, it's just their history. They win penalty shootouts. They don't lose too many of them.
Mm. All right, let's have a look then at our bets ahead of the game. Leon, what are you tipping up for tomorrow?
I'm going to go, obviously, for a Liverpool victory. And just in the match odds, lad, the market has definitely spoken in favour of Liverpool. They were even money earlier on in the week. They've now gone 6-5 on, whereas Spurs have drifted out to 16-5 from 3-1. Look, I'm going to go with Liverpool to win it. I'm going to go with the exact same scoreline that they've beaten Spurs twice this season. 2-1 at Wembley, 2-1 at Anfield. That'll do for me. 2-1 Liverpool is a 12-1 chance. And I'm going to stick with Sadio Mane to open the scoring. I agree with Steve-O. He's been Liverpool's star player this season. He's been phenomenal, Mane. You can play him anywhere. You can play him on the left. You can play him on the right. You can play him down the middle. And I think he's actually cemented himself in Liverpool's history. And I think Mane, this could be a big night for him. So for me, 5-1 Mane to score first and Liverpool to win 2-1 at 12-1.
Steve, I know you kind of fancy Liverpool to lift the trophy, but you're going on a first half bet here?
Yeah, I will. I think Leon, I think he's spot on. Like, I think the bookies have this one right, you know, and I'm kind of looking at, like, I know Spurs, obviously, what they did against Ajax was phenomenal. It was absolutely incredible. We'll never forget that night, but I think that was their night. You know, they were up against a very inexperienced Ajax side. Like, they were, you know, you look De Jong, De Ligt, all these great players that they have, really young, inexperienced players. They haven't played at that level.
They panicked when that tie turned on them a bit as well.
Exactly. I was looking at the Liverpool-Barca teams again. Like, that Barcelona team had 7 players that won the Champions League final in 2015. Like, the team Liverpool bet, definitely, I think that win carries a lot more currency than the Spurs win against Ajax. And I just think the midfield battle is where it's going to be won, exactly like the Barcelona game. You've got to watch Henderson, you've got to watch Wijnaldum, you've got to watch Fabinho, what they're going to be doing. I think they're going to try and, they have to snuff out Dele Alli because he was a key man for Spurs against Ajax. If they snuff him out, it's going to be big trouble for Spurs. And I think as well, if Liverpool, I was just looking through their last few head-to-heads, the last 5 Premier League games that they played, Liverpool have led at half-time in 4 of those matches, 4 of the last 5. They've won 3 of those games. Spurs, they trail Ajax at half-time, the 2 legs, and they also trailed City at half-time in the last 2 games against Manchester City. So I just think 6-4, Liverpool winning at half-time, I think that's a great little bet. I think they will come out. They'll come out hard and fast, and I think they'll have a 1-0 lead at least at half time. I think it'll be 2-0. I think Liverpool are going to win this. I think they're going to win it convincingly. Spurs haven't been at this level before. They don't really have any players of note in there that have kind of played on this big European stage. I know maybe the likes of Alderweireld, Vertonghen had a run in the World Cup last year.
Two lads have lost in the final.
That's fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. I know a couple of the English lads have played in the World Cup as well. This is European Champions League. You know, these lads. Do you know something as well? Like, they had every right to celebrate at Ajax, but it kind of put me in mind of Derby County after they beat Leeds United in the semi-final of the playoffs. And we saw how much they celebrated and how much they enjoyed that victory. And then I actually backed Villa the minute I saw Derby County celebrating that. And I just think Spurs have had their night. And I think Liverpool, they're not going to lose again. They're not going to lose another Champions League final.
Right, Leon, I'll give you a chance to rubbish my bet then, because I reckon there's going to be goals tomorrow night. I reckon there's going to be more than 3 goals in the game as well. What do you reckon for my chances? Obviously, that's inside 90 minutes.
Yeah, come here. I mean, I've gone 2-1, so it's 3 goals. Look, there could be more. And I think both of these sides will score. I mean, for anyone who's kind of looking at both teams to score and Liverpool win is 5-2. Both teams to score and a Spurs win is available at 6-1. But I think if you're looking at Liverpool and you're a Liverpool fan, I think they will score at least 2, Will. Mm. And that means Spurs will obviously have to score at least 2 to get it to extra time or 3 to win the match. So maybe your bet is not too far off. But I do agree with Steve-O just in terms of this is a big night for Liverpool. And last year I didn't really fancy them against Madrid. I thought it was almost too soon for them. But I think the way they've been able to stick with a superb Manchester City team. The comeback against Barcelona, Ajax completely threw the game away in the second half. I know Spurs were fantastic to score 3 goals when they had to do it. But if you look at the Barca team and the way Liverpool were able to dominate them in both legs, Liverpool, let's not forget, had more possession than Barca at the Nou Camp. And there's not many teams can go to Barcelona and have more possession than them at home. So I just think Liverpool, the players they have at the minute, I just look at the spine of Liverpool's team and I think it's a lot stronger than Tottenham Hotspur's. And I think that's why they will be lifting the Champions League tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be interesting because both teams have a pretty poor record in Spain. Liverpool have only won 1 of their last 5 trips. That was the Craig Bellamy incident.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
with
John Anderisa.
With the golf club.
Yeah, and Spurs have never won in the Champions League in Spain. Granted, they've had to play Real Madrid a few times in the group.
But. So come on, we'll call it. Oh, if it's over 3.5, is it 2-2 or 3-1?
Oh,
come on.
I think Liverpool are going to win 3-2 and it's going to be a classic final.
Brilliant, I'll tell you.
Leon, enjoy yourself at the home of Atletico Madrid for the final tomorrow.
We will indeed, lads. Listen, have a great weekend and hopefully we'll be cheering on a Liverpool victory.
Enjoy, Will, or I should say, Leon, take care.
And Tottenham are also available to win as well. Stephen, thanks many for joining us throughout the season on the Friday Football Betting Show as well. If you are having a bet tomorrow, best of luck and hopefully it's going to be a great final. We'll speak to you soon.
Football on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.